listen today. And as I mentioned before the break, we are talking today with Becky Staton. She is with the 50 Plus Connection. It is a great way for you listening out there to get connected. There are many, many things that boomers and beyond do, and this is a great way to find out what they're all about. Welcome, Becky.
Hi, Rebecca.
So nice to have you here today. I have known you for a while, Becky, haven't we? We go pretty far back, don't we?
2 years, 5 or 6 years, yeah.
We do. We sure do. So first, let's start with, what is the 50 Plus Connection?
Well, first of all, we started off 3 years ago. We've just celebrated our 3-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Very excited about that. And we started hosting 50-plus lifestyle events for retirement communities, churches, senior centers, and different social groups where there was more like a captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over this past year, we have redesigned the website so that it's more of a magazine where folks can come on and find out information about hot tips and topics that are of interest to them.
So it's an online magazine. It's an online magazine, kind of.
It's an online magazine that, you know, promotes issues that affect people over 50. Adult children with senior parents that are aging.
That's a lot of us, isn't it? The sandwich boomers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I like the fact that it's online because we're such a mobile society now, and boomers have really done a good job in keeping up with social media, the internet, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people think, well, you know, when you're over 50, you forget about technology. Well, that is absolutely the opposite. They've really kept up with social media. They're on Facebook every day. We reach between 8 and 10,000 boomers every week on our Facebook page alone.
Wow. 8 to 10,000 every week.
8 to 10,000 people, yeah.
And that number really is going to grow with the number of folks moving into the Lowcountry every day. The last I heard was about 50 folks a day.
Right, right.
So that number is definitely going to go up there. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and we're talking today with Becky Staton. She is with the 50 Plus Connection. It is a great way to learn about what is going on for the boomer crowd out there, to be connected, and that website is 50plusconnection.com, isn't it, Becky?
Yes.
Wonderful. So let's talk some more about how you are able to help the over 50 crowd, the boomer crowd. What are some things that you do with this website?
Well, first of all, we have a great business directory of local experts that will talk about and post articles about hot tips and topics, things that we want to know about as we age and as we get older, and as we have parents that we are taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on and ask questions. You can make comments. You can even make suggestions about things that you want to hear about. Every article that is produced or posted goes straight to Facebook. It'll go to the LinkedIn. It'll go to Twitter. So it's not just people on the website. It goes all over via social media.
Okay. Now, what if someone is recently single? How do they find out about what type of events are out there for singles?
Right. We have an awesome event calendar.
Okay.
And it is listed. You can go on and find events according to the category. There's a social meetups type event where there might be outings for people who are in their 50s who just meet up. Not necessarily, well, it's not a dating site. It's not a get together with somebody
okay,
kind of
all
thing.
All right. Just for some clarification, it's not a dating site. All right.
But it does, it helps you meet other people who may have just recently become single as well.
Mm-hmm.
And get yourself back into the social groove of things. There's also live entertainment. Mostly that's jazz or blues or things that are going to appeal to the 50 plus crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you just moved to the city and say your spouse is being transferred here and you've got a thing that, you know, you're doing, and you don't know who to get in touch with. There's also the professional category that you can find out where networking groups are and get involved, you know, that way.
I really like that because, let's face it, boomers are not retiring.
No.
Either out of necessity or simply the desire to stay active and make some money, perhaps, to supplement an income. I mean, we're just not slowing down. So I really like that part with the professional opportunity
aspect
there
of it,
to link in with others and see what's going on out there. What are some other areas that you have?
Support groups. And again, we're going back to the adult children of seniors. There are all types of issues out there. Alzheimer's, there's, you know, you've got the dementia dialogues, things like that that are going on that we know people who teach those.
That's right. AllCare actually teaches the dementia dialogues, AllCare Living Services.
Exactly. And so you find out where some of these places are and where different educational or support group type things with other people who are in the same situation may be held.
So it's a resource.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then there's community events, things that are going on around Charleston. That's another category. Festivals, crafts fairs, farmers markets, things that are of interest. So you can go out and get involved either with just yourself or you can take your family or, you know, whomever.
And with those events that you're talking about, how do you get those? How does someone, can people submit the events?
Oh, yeah. That was my next thing. You can actually go on and list these for free. Say you have a card group that you're starting, or you have a walking group in Charleston that you just want to get people involved. You can add that list on there, and other people will see this. Kind of like everybody, I think, has heard of meetups. Well, it's another way to do this through the 50-plus connection for people who are over 50.
Okay. And again, does it cost anything to list the events?
Costs absolutely nothing. You list for free. And yes, they will. They are monitored. We do want to make sure that it's everything's on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
So we make sure that they're monitored and that they will be audited before they're listed.
Okay.
But it will be for people over 50. So, and it is free.
That's great. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. I am with the 50 Plus Connection today. It is a brand new, a Happy New Year online site out there for those of you who want to learn what is going on in the boomer and beyond world, what events are out there, resources. It's a online connection, isn't it, Becky?
Yes.
And again, that website is 50plusconnection.com. Now, if someone wants to talk with you, Becky, about the 50 Plus Connection, perhaps they might even want to advertise. What phone number should they use?
843-849-5442. Is that right?
843-588-5442.
I'm getting my cell phone and my business line mixed up.
Let's give it out there one more time.
843-588-5442.
5442. All right. Very good. Now, membership, does it cost to be able to access the site?
Not for individual subscribers. They can come on and they will have to subscribe to be able to comment on any of the topics. But for business directory subscribers, it does cost something, and it's only 82 cents a year. Those folks are able to go on and have their business directory listed. It's got a bio. You can put a video on there to tell about the business.
Okay.
And then they also get their own, you know, dashboard. They can go in and post articles and communicate and interact with people that are, you know, our 50-plus crowd. So that people get to know them, like them, trust them, and they're providing a service at the same time.
I like the information part. It's so important to be informed at every phase of our lives, but particularly if you're new to the area. Many boomers are. I meet new boomers to the area almost every day, and this is a quick way to find out what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, and Charleston is really happening. There's always something going on. But if you're just looking specifically for people over 50, this is the place to go. The events calendar has it all. And again, you can add your own events for free. So there's a place right on the front that you just say, list your own event, and we'll look at it and put it out there for you.
That's awesome. And let's talk about some new features. In addition to the 50plusconnection.com, you have some new things going on, too, in 2016.
Yes.
What are those?
Very, very excited about it. In January, we're projecting probably mid-January, we have a sister site that is under development right now called 50pluscircle.com. And that is going to be discounts and coupons and specials for the people in Charleston, your local vendors that will provide discounts and coupons just for the 50 plus population. Initially, that's going to be a free membership to get on and print out coupons and get those. But eventually it may end up being more. And by that, I mean, we will be contributing to some of our local nonprofit agencies.
Oh, very good. So this is sort of like a Groupon, but for just boomers?
Not so much a Groupon, but discounts and, you know, the 10% off, the 25% off, a little bit more for people over 50 that they will be able to print out at home, or they'll be able to have a coupon code and take it directly to that person.
Okay.
They won't be purchasing on our site.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. Like Groupon. They won't be purchasing directly, but they will go directly to the business.
And
the
so
merchant.
So for the business, the small business owner, the boomer business owner out there who's listening right now, and they're like, this sounds great. I would like to advertise my business. And I really like your 50 plus circle. Is that how they can be a part of that, is to be an advertiser with you?
They first have to be a member of 50 plus Connection.
Okay. Individual membership first.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the other will be either by membership or by advertising. That particular coupon.
Okay, very good.
They'll have options, plenty of options, and we'll talk more about that later.
Okay, all right. Well, this is very exciting. Now, I'm so glad you're on Let's Talk Boomers today, because when you and I had talked about it, I guess a couple of months ago now, it goes by so fast, time goes by so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I said, absolutely, I want to be able to link to your site and vice versa, you to mine. I am thrilled that I will have access to your calendar, that my listeners out there, you can go to letstalkboomers.com and go right into the 50 plus connection to see all the calendar events, because it's hard for, you know, to keep up with all of that. So I think that's wonderful. Thank you for suggesting that.
Right. And not just that, we have, you know, the other affiliate partnerships that I've spoken about.
What are some of the others? We're the radio partnership. What else do you have out there?
Okay. There is the All About Seniors. That is a local senior magazine. You can find that pretty much any doctor's office. I think they distribute to 900 locations in South Carolina, in Charleston.
And I think senior centers and different types of
senior centers,
venues,
doctor's offices, case management, hospitals all over. And they will be one of our affiliate partners. There is also the Senior Resource Directory. We're still working to get that going, but these people will be able to be found on my affiliated partner page on the website, and you'll be able to link directly to them their websites as well.
Because I like the opportunity to get information from different mediums. I think that's just really important. You can't just say I'm only going to do something
exactly
online.
Yeah,
there's still value with radio and print media and so forth.
Right, and you know, they're doing more senior industry, where we're doing more 50 plus adult children boomer industry, and it kind of closes the gap. And it's just a really good network, tight network, that we're all cooperating and working together. So I really love that.
I like that a lot too.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get into this career?
Oh, gosh. I have been working with seniors in some form or capacity for over 20 years, and I'm not going to say how many.
That's okay. We don't need to do that.
But yeah, and I have seen everything from the rich and famous and worked with them, mm-hmm. you know, older folks, mm-hmm. to the ones who I could actually see holes through their floor. Mm. And, you know, that just kind of breaks your heart. And you look at that kind of thing. And having worked in the home care industry at mm-hmm. one point, I found out that people weren't really prepared for what's to come. Mm-hmm. And I myself lost my mother a couple of years ago. Thank God she was prepared mm-hmm. for what was to come, because even though I'm in the industry, I wasn't, you know, it's mm-hmm. when it happens to you, it's like
it's totally
a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me a passion for being able to connect people and try to help them get themselves organized and get them together. And I do find that a lot of 50 and above folks our age are still wanting to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They're not really wanting to pay attention to this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the information provided is something that they can go and look at. They don't have to be pressured. They don't have mm-hmm. to be threatened. It's interactive. Nobody knows who you are, really, unless you give out that information. Mm-hmm. So it's really a great interactive way to get information out there. So that was just a passion of mine to get this, to pull this together and make it fun. Make it fun and learn at the same time.
And it is fun because you're very fun. You are. You have a great personality. So I know it's going to be fun. And I really like the fact that you're providing information so someone can, when they're ready, can make an informed decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so very important.
And with, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And with the events that we have, this is a fun, interactive way to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who's looking to have us come there, I usually provide live entertainment. Some places will have mimosas, mm-hmm. Complimentary mimosas.
Yes.
Some other type of entertainment. But you get to go around and see people. There's door prizes. There's just lots and lots of interesting things and interesting lifestyle. Not just about, you know, getting old, but mm-hmm. there's travel, there's recreation, there's, you know, beauty, fashion, mm-hmm. skincare, the whole gambit.
And speaking of skincare, and I can't believe it, our time is up. I thank you for that segue. We did not plan that, by the way. I want to offer out there to the listeners, we had representatives from Jeunesse Skincare Company recently on Let's Talk Boomers and got such a great response that they are going to offer up once again some free skincare products. And let's face it, boomers, women, men, we love that skincare. And
oh, yeah.
One of the products is called Instantly Ageless, and you're absolutely going to love it. So in order to get that, be one of the first five callers, and this is the number you need to call, 843-693-0537. 843-693-0537. Get some wonderful free Jeunesse products, skincare products. And thank you, Becky, for being here with the 50 Plus Connection.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
And check out our website, 50plusconnection.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back, listeners. I'm with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, last week we talked about what we need to know about Social Security and retirement, and I'd like to continue on down that road.
First question, Rebecca, that I would ask if I was a listener is will Social Security be there? I say the answer to that is yes. Will it be there in its present form as it is today? Well, that answer may be not so favorable. That may be a no. For those that are under age 55 today. So what can those that are under age 55 plan on? These things that may happen to the Social Security payout that they expect in retirement? Well, perhaps it might be reduced benefits. It may be less options that are available today to maximize those benefits. They may be taken off the table. Social Security may be means tested or taxed more in the future. We should get some benefits if we're 55 or younger, but perhaps those under 55 might think that 75% of what's being offered to today's retirees would be a more realistic expectation.
That is excellent advice, Rick, and some very good information to know. You can learn more about Rick and the Coastal Financial Planning Group by calling 735-5065. That's 735-5065, or visiting cfpgroup.biz. That's cfpgroup.biz. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rebecca.
This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers, only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.